Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. It's 11:26 p.m. That means I have exactly 34, now 33 minutes to record, cut, and upload this episode. I've never been so tight on my schedule, but I really want to make my upload times. Or no, I have 5 extra minutes because I always upload 5 minutes after midnight, so that's definitely going to save me. No, but I'm going to make this quick and really short, and I'm just going to say that as cheesy as it may sound, please don't lose your hope. Everything happens for a reason, for some weird reason that we don't really know until we know. And there's really something positive in every single situation that we encounter, and it's up to us to discover it. And sometimes it's hard to do that. And most of the time it's hard to do that if the circumstances aren't good and if they are sort of unfortunate. But I strongly believe that good things happen and that your life is full of blessings. Sometimes blessings in disguise, and we don't really cherish that until it's too late. But I really don't have much to say right now, other than I do think that if we constantly work on ourselves, and not necessarily work on ourselves, but if we make a conscious effort to develop our skills and our character further and further, I think that we can discover and create something beautiful in our lives. And I'm totally, totally happy with where I'm at right now. And I really hope that my life will get better and better. And I know that it will. And I know that your life is going to get better and better as well, if you constantly look out for the positives and make an effort to develop yourself. I think developing yourself is kind of a weird term. I don't even know if you can say it that way, but we say it that way in German. So, and the nice thing is that in German we say entwickeln. So developing means something like unwrapping or peeling off the layers, so to say. And I think that's a really cool idea, that we are actually our best selves at all times. And it's up to us to peel off the layers of potentially conditioning or things that we've taken on that aren't really ours, and to find ourselves in the midst of all these things that we have taken on, and to discover that we have been there all along, and we have been this very perfect and all over good version of ourselves. I think that's a very romantic idea, and I like it for that reason. So I think developing certain skills and interests and character traits to become our best selves, which already exist, is kind of a very motivating picture and a motivating vision to take into consideration. So I'd highly encourage you to do that, and I will too. And I think that's about it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. And if you like this, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. That would be so cool. Thank you so much in advance. And I'll catch you on Thursday. Bye.